Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Julie Naparano. Julie, welcome.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Great to have you back. We're continuing our conversation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, giver of light and life, illumine our life this day with your truth and your love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So, Julie, last we were speaking, you were telling us your story. And we had moved, you know, you had encountered Christ in grade school and high school. Kind of mm-hmm. early in high school yeah. in this experience. And then in college, you were raised Lutheran, you said. And then in college, you really started to attend Mass, Catholic Mass.
Mm-hmm. As a Lutheran.
Yeah, as a yeah. Lutheran. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to kind of flesh out that part of the story and, sure. and kind of some of these other experiences. One of the things that really struck me was you were saying that it was one night or early morning. You were just mm-hmm. kind of moved by there must be something more. You know, you had kind of fallen away into away from the faith and from the practice of the faith mm-hmm. In general, not, right. you know. And that idea of the more and recognizing that there is something more which is being offered to us, could you kind of talk a little more about that?
And yeah, for sure. So I wasn't happy. And I'd always thought, like, well, why wouldn't God want me happy? So if I'm loved and I'm a child of God, I think I'm supposed to be happy, and I wasn't. And in hindsight, of course, I now know I was looking for happiness in other ways, from other things, from partying or whatever it was, or just some other things, and it wasn't making me happy, and that was the, there's got to be more. I wanted to go see things and experience things and know people and have these great conversations that I'd always heard as a young adult you had, and I didn't have that, and I wasn't exposed to it. So
one of the things I've kind of stumbled upon in the last couple of weeks is this important question, which people are facing and have always faced, but it seems to be more relevant and more common nowadays. And that is, what does Jesus offer that I can't already have in this world? Or, you know, like, what value is added? Or perhaps sometimes it's stated in another way is, why is Jesus necessary for right. everyone? Like, why does everyone need him? And that question of the more, you know, I think if we're blessed, it's a great grace to receive this realization of a desire for something more. Yeah. But it's not always there. And I think we should all recognize this is a great gift to realize that we need something more, that there is something more being offered.
Yeah, I agree. And at the time, it was, again, I didn't know what it was. I'm not sure if I knew I was even praying, but I did say it out loud, like, there's got to be more. Mm-hmm. There's just got to be more. And I think that was the turning point for me, as far as actually searching. You know, you always hear stories of people's conversion stories, and they're like, I was searching for something. And when I was searching for, in hindsight, you look at it and you're like, well, you're searching for truth. And I think that's what I was looking for as well. But when you're doing it, you're not quite sure that that's what you're looking mm-hmm. for. You just want answers. And so that was, for me, what I found.
In your story, you said that as you kind of begin then with that kind of impetus to take the faith more seriously, mm-hmm. that you were attending Mass as a Lutheran. You were yep. attending Catholic Mass. But yep. then you were also with a group. It sounded like a kind of an interdenominational
yes.
Student group or mm-hmm. something like that. And you mentioned that it was their kind of, you know, kind of the slogan, to summarize it, was, you know, all you need to do is just love Jesus.
Yeah.
But that mm-hmm. wasn't you. It seemed to me that wasn't sufficient for you.
It wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And the reason is because, well, first I was drawn to this group because they were happy. and I wanted to be happy. Mm-hmm. It was just joyful. I was invited in. Actually, the person who, and I can share this because my husband knows the story. I was invited in by this guy that I kind of liked. So I'm like, well, heck yeah, I'm going to whatever it is you're inviting me
yeah.
to. So that's how I was drawn into it. But it was the real truth is I was drawn in because they were just really happy and they were joyful. I was a joyful group to be around until something difficult came up. And not in any way to undermine any of their faith or what was in their hearts, because I think they're still great people. But for me, I wanted to know, well, so if I love Jesus, then does that mean then that everything's going to be great and I'm going to get this great job and, get married and have kids and everything's going to be wonderful and everything that goes with that? And we all know that's not how it works. So my aunt got cancer. Well, but I love Jesus. Why did my aunt get cancer? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as a young adult, all these questions, or there's things going on in your community and war, and you're just like, well, they must not love Jesus then if that's happening. And that's not, we know that's not the
yeah.
answer. So
if you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Julie Naparano. And, as you bring, it is key, one, we want to be joyful. We
right.
want to be confident that Jesus loves us
yeah.
and that we want to love him. But we also need this sort of depth,
yes.
And mm-hmm. Kind of a mature faith. And that a faith that can address or can speak to the human condition and human suffering. And,
yeah.
That's really why we need, for our own personal experience, because we all are going to face death, face suffering, face unemployment, face,
sure.
Whatever it might be. But also, the people that we run into in our lives are facing these same things too, and we have to kind of accompany them and help them through it.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know whatever everybody calls it, but I feel that I have been given this gift of I feel deeply,
mm-hmm.
and so some people call it being empathic, having empathy. But it's I notice things, and so I notice people, and I want to know people. I want to know why. So I've always been like that. I've always wanted to know more, and always wanted to have answers to questions, and then figure it out for myself, because there's truth in many things,
mm-hmm.
And you kind of have to weave all that together, be able to discern it, right? And so for me, just that point, we're created as in community, we're created as communal people, and so when I meet someone and somebody, and even in today's climate, somebody will say something, and to me it's like a soundbite. And I don't just dismiss it. I'm like, well, what makes you say that? Because you just don't know
mm-hmm.
what somebody's been through. You don't know what somebody's experience is. You don't know what my experience is, And so I find it fascinating to get to know people in general, just to get to know them.
So you were going to Mass.
Yeah.
You were with this group. Then what brought you into the Catholic Church?
Yeah, so it is a long story, but I will fast forward it. So I think I shared. So I started dating now my husband, but in college we started dating, and he was born and raised cradle Catholic, but hadn't gone to Mass. So I invited him to go to church with me to the cathedral, and he's like, of course, because he wanted to date me too.
Mm.
So we started going to Mass together, and then after so long of dating, I'm like, well, I'm not Catholic. I don't really know why we're doing all these things, and so I was asking him all these questions. So we both graduated college. He moved back home, and his home is in New York, Long Island. And I finished college and graduated, and I moved out to New York. We got engaged, and during our engagement, we got involved in his actually home parish, his local parish. And actually, it's Bishop Brennan's diocese, Rockville Center.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's very familiar with this parish. But so we got involved in the parish, and we started, we were youth group leaders. Mind you, I still wasn't Catholic. Nobody knew that. I didn't know, you know, that's a big deal. So at the time, and so we're youth group leaders, and it got to the point where one of the pastors there was like, oh, we're going to go on a retreat. Do you guys want to, you know, be part of the youth group? And I'm like, oh, yeah, let's talk to, you know, talk to my fiance at the time, blah, blah, blah. And we start talking. I'm like, oh, by the way, is it a big deal that I'm not Catholic? And he was like, just a little. I was like, and he introduced me to RCIA.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I went through the RCIA process, the most beautiful thing I've ever done. I had great leaders at the time. We were meeting in somebody's home, and it was beautiful.
So your husband, or your fiancé at the time.
At the time, yeah.
So his Catholic faith and identity then was strengthened, really, in this relationship.
Yeah, he talked about that and shares when he talks about his story, because he's actually now a deacon, a permanent deacon. Yeah. So it's really kind of neat. So isn't that what marriage is, right? Bringing each other and, you know, being salvific for each other. So.
You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today has been Julie Naparano. Julie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for Julie and for her husband. We ask that you bless them and bless their family and bless all of our listeners. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And until next time, peace and all good.